Thanks, Paulina. This is Julie Hewitt, the chair of the Pacifica National Board, calling to order the meeting of Thursday, December 8th, 2022. It is 8:35 p.m. on the East Coast. It appears that we have quorum, but I have to start with, let me find out, Aki Tanaka, would you be willing to be the recording secretary this evening?
Sure.
Thank you. Would you then go ahead and take the roll call?
Okay. Teresa Allen? Teresa?
Present.
Okay, Teresa is here. Bert Cohen? Jim Dingman?
Here.
Vanessa Dixon-Brown? Rick Cunning? Vanessa? Okay, I'll go ahead. Sue Goodwin?
Present.
Stu is here. Heather Gray?
Here.
Heather is here. Donna Grimes? Judy Hewitt?
Here.
Judy's here. Evelia Jones? Adilaxa? Maria Martinez?
Here.
Okay, Marianne's here. James McFadden?
Here.
James is here, okay. Darlene Pagano?
Here.
Darlene is here. Lawrence Ayers?
Presente.
Yeah, Lawrence is here. Sean Rhodes?
I'm here.
Sean is here. Jim Sagazin?
Here.
Jim is here. Shalom Salam?
Here.
Sean is here. I'm here. Mark Banduit?
Present.
Okay, Mark is here. Beth Banguten?
Here.
And Beth is here. Roberto Willis?
What I look for, this information you sent me.
Susan Young?
Susan Young is here. Egberto is likely to be late.
Okay. Okay, so 16 is present, so quorum is met. Okay.
All right, thank you, Aki. And thank you for muting yourself, Teresa, because there was some background noise there. Okay. The next item up is, yes, Sean.
What about the other people? Stephanie?
Oh, yes, Aki, would you mind calling, the others? Thank you, Sean.
Sure. Yeah, Stephanie?
Here.
Stephanie is here. Arthur Schwartz? John Tatum?
Oh, John Tatum is not going to be available this evening.
Okay. Purina?
I'm here.
Okay, Purina is here. Anybody else I'm missing here on this one?
Ali Laxa just got on.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
All right.
Okay.
Point of personal privilege?
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I have not yet received an agenda. I don't know why. I've been getting other emails steadily all day and sending. So
yeah, it's come from Paulina, and I want to say I got it at 7:37 p.m. my time.
I'm aware that it went out and that other people have gotten it. I haven't gotten it, and I need an agenda. So maybe it has to do with more than with the size of the attachments or the number of attachments on one email. But I need an agenda. Thank you.
I will email it to you, in just a moment when, I will email it to you, but I can't email and talk at the same time apparently. So,
okay.
What I'm going to do now is, read the report out from the December 1st meeting, and that report out reads.
Chair, Sue Goodwin has a hand up. I don't know if you want.
Very quickly, I just want to say I left a wonderful party to get to this meeting. It was a listener appreciation party. It was packed. The energy was wonderful, and it fully expressed how our listeners appreciate what we do.
Great. Thank you, Sue. Yes, I'm sorry that you had to leave that party early. And I'm glad that it got tons of interest for WPFW. Okay, so I'm going to read the report out.
Point of information? I was just going to say I forwarded to Beth.
Oh, thank you, James McFadden. Appreciate that.
And so did I.
Okay. Well, I won't also do that, but thank you all. Okay, now I'm going to read the report out from the December 1st meeting. The PMB met in closed session to discuss a confidential legal matter and to review the confidentiality of executive sessions. The PMB also passed the following motion: that the PMB is unanimous in its support to make KPFA whole, strengthen and reinforce KPFK, and help the entire network grow and thrive. So that's the report out from December 1st. The next item is excused absences. I'm willing to entertain a motion.
Move to excuse.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim Dingman. Thank you, Mark. So far the excuses would be Bert, Vanessa, Donna, I believe Avelia too. I think Sharon, are you? No, Sharon's
here.
Sorry. And Egberto, although some of those folks may arrive late, but just to let people know. So are there any objections to the motion to excuse those not present? Hearing no objections, those absences are excused, and I will, as people arrive, continue to recognize them and announce them. Let's see. Next up is identify timekeepers. I need someone willing to time people.
This is Heather. I'll do it, Julie.
Thank you, Heather.
Also, I had my hand up as well. Could someone please send me the agenda as well? I don't seem to have it.
Yes, I feel certain someone will. Thank you, Heather. And then I also need someone to time us on items. Susan Young appears to be raising her hand, willing to do that. Thank you, Susan. Okay, that brings us to agenda approval, which is a 5-minute item, Susan. Okay, so I will read through the rest of the agenda quickly. So we have, after agenda approval, we have approving minutes for 5 minutes. We have an ED report and Q&A for 20 minutes. We have a general counsel report and Q&A for 10 minutes, although I don't really expect that Arthur will be here until the executive session. Oh, yeah, I did some bad math, but we have unfinished business. I put it at 10 minutes, but then I had 3 items under there, one that was 10 minutes and then 2 that were 1 minute each, which obviously adds up to 12. And then also I did not do any math here. I put new business and I didn't pay attention to the time that I allotted to these items, folks, in my haste to get the agenda done. My apologies. New business, I listed it at 5 minutes, which there are 6 motions. And so even on our best behavior, we couldn't cover 6 motions in 5 minutes. And then I have us moving into executive session at a time certain of 10 p.m. Eastern time. After that, we have an executive session ED report and Q&A, an executive session legal report and Q&A. We have a contractual matter. We have a confidentiality matter. And then we do the usual wind down, discussing what can be shared with LSBs in closed session, coming up with the report out, then rising and reporting and adjourning at a time certain of midnight.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Susan.
I move to approve the agenda.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, Aki.
I also make a motion to amend the new business item.
Oh, yes.
To be 20 minutes?
Okay.
Or 10?
Hang on one second. Let me count up how much time we, if we do 15, 20, 30, 45, 55. We could afford 20 minutes on new business.
Great. So I make the motion to amend new business item to be 20 minutes. Second.
Thank you. Any objections to the motion to amend the new business item to 20 minutes? Hearing none. The agenda is amended. Any further discussion of the agenda? All right. Hearing none. Any objections to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, this is the agenda that we will operate on this evening. Okay. That brings us to item 3 on the agenda, which is approving minutes. And we actually have minutes from 4 previous meetings available for approval this evening. The dates are all posted in the agenda. And they are the October 20th and October 27th meetings. Those two were both the last meetings that Marianna Dane was the recording secretary for. And we were slow to get to these minutes because Marian had lots of stuff going on in her world. And then I forgot to share them with everybody. And then the other two sessions that we have minutes from are November 17th and December 1st. So if we pass
How many minutes, Madam Chair, and move
to approve? Oh, I'm sorry. We allotted 5 minutes for approval of these minutes.
Okay, move to approve.
Second.
Thank you, Susan and Jim. Is there any discussion?
I have a question,
too. Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence.
So I'm going to be leaving in 13 minutes, but I'm just wondering if we as a board should send a gratitude note to Marianne Edane for her tireless and very consistent work as our secretary. She was really good. So I'm hoping that my colleagues would agree to that.
I completely agree. This is Heather.
Thank you, Heather. Folks, maybe one of the things I'll do is how about if I get an e-card and send that around, you know, for everybody to sign, and then it's the easiest way for us to do something and everybody can write their own little message in it. And, you know, it's a way to express our appreciation for everything Marian did for us.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Jim Dingman.
Yeah, I sent her a lengthy thank you note, and I would maybe suggest everybody do the same individually aside from that, you know.
Fair enough. No harm in that. Agreed. Okay, so.
Point of order.
Yeah, I was going to say let's stick to the agenda item, which is the actual minutes now. So is there any discussion of the minutes of any of those dates, October 20th, 27th, November 17th, or December 1st? Hearing none, are there any objections to approving those minutes? Hearing none, all of those minutes are approved. Again, if people look at those minutes and later determine that there are corrections that need to be made, we can always bring those up at any point in time. So those minutes are approved. So that brings us to the next item on the agenda, which is the ED report and Q&A. And that's a 20-minute item, Susan. And Stephanie, are you ready?
Yes.
Go ahead.
The we once again are kind of continuing to look on a regular basis with the daily monitoring of our cash on hand and our aged payables. Again, our goal every 2 weeks is to make sure that we make payroll. We are looking on track to go ahead and make payroll for this upcoming pay period, but we do have some aged payables and payables of concern that do involve some insurance payments that we're trying to work on getting enough money to cover those right now. And then also electric bills for KPFK and also the past due rent and phone service and tower rent at WBAI. They were able to make, WBAI was able to make a significant payment toward their rent recently. So that was great and we appreciate that. But again, we're monitoring and looking at the bank accounts and working with the general managers and the business managers on what bills to pay and what, you know, individuals need phone calls so we can try to make the good faith effort payments on certain things and negotiate payment plans. And in some cases, try to work on also reducing the amount of money that is owed. So Markeisha and I are continuing to do that on a regular basis. We do have, I meet with the second commercial broker to talk about the valuation assessment on the KPFK archive Quanga Boulevard West property. So those, both of the assessment evaluations are attached and sent out to with everybody today. One broker sent just a very simple one page. The other broker, as you can see with the attachments, it's quite lengthy, and I was going to pull out just the segment that was about KPFK, but for people that are quite interested in just stats on how things are selling within Los Angeles, I figured I'd go ahead and I kept all those other pages in there because it can be an interesting read if you are interested in stats. Also attached, just because I've had the report for about a month or so now based upon the motion that the board had to get the valuation of signal assessments, the signal swap valuation report for the WBAI tower and also the KPFK tower is also attached, so people can take the time to look through that as well. We have an audit coming up, which is nothing that is out of the ordinary, but it's for our 403B pension plan and the Pacifica retirement plan. And they, so we're working with, again, it isn't anything out of the ordinary. We've been paying into that plan for a while. So I mean, for the individuals that have been grandfathered into that, there isn't an issue. But we're just pulling, the different records. They are auditing from 2017 and subsequent years. And I was in contact with the person that is managing that plan today, just so we can kind of get all those, all of our ducks in a row for that. We have an upcoming union contract with KPFK that is going to be renewed prior to March 2023. So we've been in conversation with SAG-AFTRA. We knew that this was something that was coming up. We're very confident that that will be an easy contract renewal. So we're, again, working with SAG-AFTRA, and Arthur's been informed as well, and we'll start those contract negotiations and discussions after the holidays as per SAG-AFTRA's request. The affiliate network has opened up a merchandise store. So if people still have some holiday shopping to do, they can go ahead and visit bonfire.com and search for the Pacifica Network Store. And there are some fun t-shirts and logoed materials that are promoting free speech and radio and what we do. So it's we're excited to sort of see how that kicks off. We had some issues with our servers and getting access to Great Plains, the national server, and there were quite a few individuals that work at the national office and with the archives and at KPFK who put all of their collective IT brains together, and we're working pretty much nonstop for the last 3 or 4 days trying to get everything put together and organized and figure out what the actual problems were. And they were able to get everything somewhat back in order to the extent that all of the divisions now have access yet once again to Great Plains. There are still a few little tweaks that need to be done and some issues still at KPFK that they're working on, but very much appreciated everyone who stepped up and helped with that, both staff members and volunteers that, again, worked tirelessly for hours and hours to get that worked out. So very excited for that. Happy to report to you that WBAI is still working very diligently to generate their monthly revenue through various PSAs with the Department of Transportation and also the Department of Health in the city of New York. And they're doing a great job kind of figuring that out as they go along. And Berthold and his team is working on putting together kind of a, just in discussions with myself and with the other GMs, kind of a basic plan on how we can implement that same kind of strategy at the other stations as another source of monthly revenue. Does anybody have any questions so far?
Sue Goodwin, is that a legacy hand up? I'm going to assume that, okay.
It is.
Got it. It looks like, I see James McFadden and Teresa. Is that you trying to also raise your hand? So James McFadden, then Teresa. Go ahead, James.
This is she done with the report? So this is just like the time to ask general questions?
Yeah, you can go ahead and ask. There isn't anything that is, go ahead.
Actually, I'm not sure whether it should be wait to executive session. I sent you an email with some questions, and maybe I'll just leave it at that you saw those emails.
Yes, I think that that seems like an executive session set of questions to me.
Sorry to stop.
It's quite all right. We'll have an opportunity to do that in executive session. So next up is Teresa.
I just wanted people to know that KPFT raised about $7,000 through Giving Tuesday. I'd love to know if any of the other stations promoted Giving Tuesday and what they found successful. Our board raised $2,000 in addition to that money, and some of it's still coming in because there were some people that said when I dialed the number, I couldn't get through for some reason. So they're sending the money in by mail. And we also had a small fundraiser. It had the potential for raising a lot more. We had a musician that offered to perform, and one of our board members has another nonprofit, which is a small venue. They call it 14 pews because it's literally 14 pews in a little church. And we raised $1,500 from that. So I would love to know some of the other fundraisers that the other stations are doing and if they're successful. Thank you.
Every station promoted Giving Tuesday. I haven't seen the dollar figures yet of what was raised, but I did receive images from email lists that I am a part of with each of the stations, and also looking through social media, but there were e-blasts that were going out from every station that was promoting Giving Tuesday. The KPFK has also started an online auction site, and so that's a sort of holiday through the end of year fundraiser that they'll be doing, and then also continuing that throughout the year. But kudos to KPFT as well for their fundraising.
Wish it could be a lot more.
Mm-hmm. But it's a start, you know. I mean, fundraising is, with events and things like that, old phrases, you know, it's friend raising, is that a lot of fundraising with those outreach events, even with Giving Tuesday or end of year campaigns, is really getting, you know, the word out there and the name out there as to who we are and what we're doing.
Thank you.
Other questions for Stephanie? All right. I'll just add, for purposes of, you know, people who might be listening on the stream, the reason that we have an auditor who is doing the pensions, who is not the same as the auditor who does our annual financial audit, is because pension audits are very specialized. And so audit firms, you know, accounting audit firms don't do, don't have the kind of expertise that you need to do a pension fund audit. Jim Dingman, is that your hand up?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm looking at this document that you sent to us, and the outstanding payables as of now are about $1.2 million. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. In the column below that, you have a category of payables of concern, and I just totaled that. It's about $610,000 to $615,000. So could you explain what that is and what's pressing in that? What does that mean, payables of concern?
The payables of concern are the ones that have the greatest risk of a cancellation or a substantial impact if we fall any more significantly behind. And the past due amount isn't always the, is some often the total amount that is due, not the minimum amount or the immediate past due that is amount. And the reason that I have the full amount is that because some of the organizations, because they are so past due, they are requesting that that full amount be paid. But that's where the negotiations come into play, where I'm calling them and trying to either lessen the amount that is owed, meaning getting rid of late fees, penalties, that kind of thing. So that total amount of past due, as I said, is that, you know, like with some of the insurance payments, is that it's that total amount for the insurance. Or with some of the vendors, it's the whole amount that's due, not the minimum amount that we need to make it through. But those are the concerns, again, that if any of that is missed or you know, we don't, aren't able to make any payment at all, then there will be a impact of some sort on the organization or a division.
Mm-hmm. Now you list here that you have $370,000 of cash on hand. How much cash do you project that you will receive by the time the next payroll pay date is? And I see this as of 12/15. How much extra revenue do you have an idea, a calculation of how much we might get in between this, those two dates?
Well, there's been some of the divisions have started their fund drive. December 6th was the kickoff for, some of the station's fund drives. So guesstimating, you know, what their goals are and then what will be brought in. That's why we're estimating that we will be making payroll, which this pay period is about $168,000. But we do have some significant insurance payments that are due that in the past, the national office has always floated those. And because you have to pay a month in advance, but because we haven't had that income, we're now behind on those. So we've been making phone calls to the stations asking if they can submit and pay some of their past due health benefits that haven't been paid in a while. But we're anticipating that we will bring in the 168 for the payroll, but we do need another at least, you know, 38,000 to 40,000 for insurance and health benefits.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions for Stephanie?
Yes,
go ahead, Susan. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, quick question. You brought up insurance. One of the issues that we've had in the past is D&O. Are we staying current with D&O?
No. I mean, it's current now thanks to your payment, but we will have another due date. We have a lot of these insurance bills that are due between the 23rd and the 28th, and then we also have on top of all of that an interest payment to FJC, which is also due on the 31st.
Would you be kind to alert us if there is any interruption in paying the DNO?
Yes.
Anybody else? All right. I'm sure there will be questions for Stephanie in the executive session too. The next item is the general counsel report. But as I said, I didn't actually expect Arthur this evening, until the executive session. So then we'll move on, excuse me, to the next item, which is, unfinished business. And, let's just go with the total of 12 minutes, which is 10 minutes on the first item, which is the motion on national fundraising, which came from the Strategic Planning Committee and was on last week's agenda, but we didn't get to it last week. And so that's a 10-minute item. And Jim Dingaman, would you like to?
Yes, thank you.
Tee up that motion.
I'll read it quickly. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation is experiencing a harsh fiscal situation that all are trying to redress, and we have constantly growing outstanding payables that currently amount to over $1.2 to $1.3 million. The amount is much larger than that when one adds other cost factors like loans, long-term outstanding payables, and other cost factors. Be resolved that the PNB authorizes that starting in December 2022, there will be at least one day devoted to national fundraising to give badly needed revenue to tackle the outstanding payables to the NO and ED to help draw down the deficits that face Pacifica. Be resolved that this will be handled through the Strategic Planning Committee. I also put the Programming Committee in a revised version of this. With the participation of management at all seven units, the results of this will be reported to the PNB on a biweekly basis going forward. Okay, now can I motivate that for a second?
Hang on one second. Oh, it came from the strategic. I was going to ask for a second, but it came from the committee. Absolutely. Go ahead and motivate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, obviously, we've just outlined some of the problems that are facing us with this constant juxtaposition of lack of revenue and bills rising. And yes, indeed, the problem, of course, lies at the local station level where they should be strengthened and working independently of us having to do national fundraising to, you know, increase their ability to, in all sorts of ways, generate more revenue. But it's pretty clear that, particularly given events of the past week or so, that unexpected problems add to our situation being difficult, let's put it that way, and that it would be wise to be able to have this come into play on a monthly basis. And also it would allow the kind of ideas that have been generated for national programming to be implemented. For example, we just discovered that there was a problem with one of these issues having to do with one of the awards in one of these lawsuits. Now, I think it would be a wise move to try to, frankly, raise the entire amount of money that that award has lost to us, and certainly in solidarity with the workers at that particular station. But we've missed opportunities like Roe v. Wade. We should have had a full-blown operation that week, not just depending on Democracy Now! And other places. So I'm just saying that we have an opportunity here to really craft some good national programming and do it, you know, do it in a way where it's coordinated with local stations, and we can raise additional revenue that can allow the ED to have to deal with these outstanding vendors that we see in these lists that we're getting that could, any one of them, if they got out of hand, could really cause a ripple effect.
Madam Chair, we lost you.
Thank you, Jim. Yes, go ahead, Susan. I'm back. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wish to offer a substitute motion, and we'll go ahead and read it if that's okay.
Sure.
Whereas funding for the national office is a critical need, central services payments have not been made by several of the stations and are unlikely to be made in the near future. Therefore, be it resolved, a series of national fund drives intended to generate revenues to support the central office be initiated in February 2023. The February fund drive be evaluated to determine the efficacy of future fund drives, their scheduling, design, and management. The team designated to design and manage the February National Fund Drive and future National Fund Drives will be comprised of the executive director, general managers, and program directors for stations that have them from all five stations, and as non-voting members, one representative each from the PNB Programming Committee and the PNB Strategic Planning Committee. And I'll forward that to everybody.
Well, actually, I just did.
Okay.
So, Susan had just sent it to me a little bit before the meeting, but after the agendas went out. So is there a second for Susan's substitute motion?
I'll second.
Thank you, Darlene. Okay, discussion of... and the discussion is confined to Susan's substitute motion for now. Go ahead, Susan.
May I motivate?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. First, I think that using national fund drives as a way to support central services is a very good idea, but they need to be put together in a way that really can work, or they will defeat the purpose of raising money and also the effectiveness of our programming and our PNB efforts generally. We've had one out and out failed, didn't happen national fund drive, which we had, which the PNB authorized. We go forward with, political prisoners, very, very good subject, but we hadn't set up an infrastructure to actually get it done. And the one that we did before, where we had a specific goal raising money for the archives, it was pretty well organized, but made big mistakes, which was, you know, not a good premium. And so we fell short, seriously. In order to put this together in a way that makes sense, number one, it needs to be managed by the professionals rather than by, you know, a bunch of committee people who really have a mixed bag of understanding of what these issues are. We need to give them the time to do it. So starting in December is a no-show, no-go. I think January would also be hard. And we need to be able to make a thorough assessment on the basis of the first one about how to do these best, how frequently. But I am endorsing the idea of having national fund drives, one and then possibly a series to support central offices, central services. But I think we need to set this up in a way that we have a greater likelihood of succeeding.
So further discussion, Jim Dingman, go ahead.
Well, there's a lot, of course, that makes sense in what Susan says. The problem was that we did delegate that first one to the professionals, and we let them be the sole judges, and I say that in quotes, of what occurred, and we had the result that we did. And it wasn't as good as we thought it would be. Plus the issue of buy-in. This has to be bought in by all the stations, not just some guys decide to not participate at all. And, you know, we've had years now of demonstrations by some of our professional staff where, you know, we're now dealing with a totally unanticipated situation. I need not say people on this board that, you know, given what has happened in the past 2 weeks, to have unexpected cost factor hits of the magnitude we've had. I personally feel we should have a fundraiser to eliminate that particular debt and make whole the effect of what our statement was coming out of the last meeting, which is we were going to try to do our best to defend the workers at KPFA. You know, words don't necessarily lead to somebody having solace losing their jobs. So I do think that we need to do this quicker. To do things during Christmas time is not a big deal. And, yeah, we shouldn't expect we're going to have huge amounts of money coming in. But we really need to get this going. I don't agree that the people from those two committees should be non-voting members. You know, we've had too many people who are in this particular PNB who have a lot of experience in broadcasting. And, frankly, I would put my experience personally on broadcasting up with any of these guys. So I just think that, and I understand Susan's desire to wait till February. I can understand that. I just think we have immediate problems that need to be addressed right now. Thank you.
Heather Gray and then James McFadden. Heather?
Yes, I just wanted to mention, Susan, thanks for bringing up political prisoners, but I need to say that when we held that event, the discussion was not about raising money, just to educate folks about political prisoners and having programs on it. But I do think that we should explore doing something like that around political prisoners and or other issues as well. I just wanted to bring that up. Thank you.
Thanks, Heather. James McFadden.
I wanted to say that having some kind of a national show that would play once a month is not a very major burden, but it also, so I don't see any issue there, but I think there's a real positive, and that is having the various stations act as a network, as a whole network, having some kind of uniting effort to build programming for all the stations, to build some shows for all the stations that acts to bring us together, you know, when there's often so much rancor over that's been said in the past and continues. And I think having something like this is a really good idea as a uniter for our network. And I think we should really try to make it turn it into a real gem that reflects the national goals of Pacifica.
Move to extend for 5 minutes.
Is there a second to Susan's motion?
Second.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the motion to extend for five? Hearing none, we're extended for five more minutes on this item. Darlene, you're next.
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear it starting to be referred to as a unified program across all stations instead of a day of fundraising for the national office. That's a whole nother level of disruption of what the listeners are looking for or are expecting. The thing about, I'll leave it at that. It's, what I'm starting to hear about one set of programming for all stations, as well as a once a month special, needs far more development and should come from the general managers working together and not any opinion from on high.
Thanks, Darlene. Jim Dingman.
Well, let's refer to the situation in Berkeley. We all know that is a difficult situation that just happened there. And I think that, I think it's incumbent in a certain sense morally on the part of the foundation to try to rectify that problem. And that means, as far as I would be concerned, to seriously do a several day national fundraising drive to knock that out, because, you know, I don't know how much I can go in public comment about this, but I think all of us realize that there is a serious problem that affects a whole bunch of situations within the foundation holistically as a result of that. And I don't agree that, you know, leaving it to, we've left a lot to the quote professionals end quote for the past 20 years. And look at the situation we're in right now. I mean, we can blame the PNB for a lot of that. I certainly would lay that on them. But on the other hand, I certainly do not keep the PDs, GMs, and frankly, different factions of producers out of that equation either. So I do think that we have an unusual situation, an unprecedented situation, and unprecedented situations require unprecedented kind of actions.
Darlene, and then Susan, Susan.
In this discussion, I've heard what happened at KPFA being referred to as justification or the reason why this should be done. But the fundraising is for the PNB. The fundraising is in no way for a station. So don't equate our problem at KPFA with getting this proposal passed.
Susan.
Yeah, there are a lot of shifting goals that I hear from Jim. So is it that we need to raise money regarding this one legal matter? Is it that we need to be raising money to support central services because they are not generally being supported? What are the specifics? And it's December 6th. Who's going to direct this effort? So, Jim, are you personally going to call the GMs together and the PDs together? Are you going to conduct those meetings? Are you going to decide who will be the producer? What will be the message that goes out about why we're raising this money? What can be said about this legal matter on, you know, in the public? I think that I admire your goals. I think that they are absolutely worthwhile. But we have got to navigate this in a professional way for it to be effective and for us to not cause ourselves more problems, fail to generate revenues, and undercut our ability to generate revenues in the future. So I personally prefer that an individual PNB member, you, not or me, not be leading this charge. Yes, the professionals didn't do a great job, but you who wanted to have the, you know, the other one be a fund drive also didn't get it done. It is very hard for PNB members who are volunteers to get it done. And it's not appropriate for us to be dictating to GMs and PDs. They report to the executive director. They do not report to us. So I oppose moving forward now. I support getting this together in a way that makes sense. It deserves time.
Susan, your time is up.
And
thanks. Jim Dingman, and then I'm afraid we're going to have to keep moving. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, obviously, it would be applied to everything, including the disaster we're having to deal with as a result of this what happened 2 weeks ago. And, you know, I don't particularly like to see a situation where a bunch of people may be forced to lose their jobs as a result of something that could have been avoided. I mean, you know, and again, I'm not going to get into detail about that. But yes, indeed, the NO, would be reinforced. We just happened to have that problem pop up in front of us 2 weeks ago. So that's problem number one. And then, of course, there's problem number one, number two, number three, number 20, number 25, number 30, etc. All this relates to the fact that three of the stations only have a 0.1 market share. Berkeley has 3 to 0.3 to 0.4, PFW 0.6 to 0.8. So that obviously is the situation that has to objectively be changed in the long term, short term, and midterm. But I just think that to do nothing is not a reasonable approach. And frankly, I would say that the problem with that first fundraiser in July and August was we deferred too much to the professionals, and we got the result we did. Thank you.
All right. or let's move to action here. And so the question is, are there any objections to Susan's substitute motion?
Yes, I object.
Okay. Aki, let's go to a roll call vote then.
I'm going to skip to my... All right. So we're voting on Susan's substitute motion here. And Teresa?
Alan says yes.
Teresa says yes. Bird is not here. Jim Dingman?
No.
Jim Dingman says no. Okay. Vanessa is not here, so I don't think. Sue Goodman? Sue? We can get back to you. Heather Gray?
No.
Heather Gray is no. Okay. Donna Grimes? Is not here. Okay. Iberia Jones is not here. Ali Raksa?
Yes.
Ali Raksa is yes. Maria Martinez?
Yes.
Marianne is yes. Okay. James McFadden?
No.
James is no. Okay. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene is yes. Okay. Don Sayers? You might have left off for a minute. Sean Rose?
No.
Sean is no. Okay. Jim Sagerton?
No.
Jim is no. Okay. Sharon Salam?
I agree with her motion.
Excuse me?
I agree with her motion.
Okay, so Sharon is yes. Aki is yes. Mark Van Danduit?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Beth Van Gutten? Beth?
Yes.
Okay, Beth is yes. Igberto? I don't think it's long yet. Susan Young?
Yes.
Susan is yes. Let me get back and make sure that I got everybody. Gentlemen. Vanessa is not on. Sue is not on. Donna Grimes is not on. Judy Hewitt.
Al
Judy?
Abstain. Yeah, Al
Abstain. Judy Abstain. The radio is not here. Ron Sayers. Not on yet. Okay, so I have 9 yes, 5 no, and 1 abstention.
So the substitute motion carries.
Right.
Or is now the main motion, basically.
Right.
Are there any objections to the now main motion?
Yes.
May I ask a question?
Yes, I object.
Oh, okay.
Is there any discussion on this?
I suppose technically there could be. Go ahead, Teresa.
I want to know who's going to take the ultimate responsibility to direct this. And, if our station is starting our regular pledge drive in February, is this going to be like one day? Well, how would it interface with regular pledge drives?
So you're asking all good questions, Teresa. And I think, the point of Susan's motion is that the team designated to design and manage the February National Fund Drive and any future National Fund Drives will be comprised of the ED general managers, program directors for stations that have them from all 5 stations and as non-voting members, 1 representative each from the PMB Programming Committee and the PMB Strategic Planning Committee. So that's the group. I think you're asking good questions. I think they're the ones who are responsible for answering those questions. Jim Dingman, your hand is up.
Yeah, I would say to my colleagues on the board that basically I was putting forth a motion that could help save people's jobs in Berkeley, and people rejected that. And I want the listener members out there listening to that to know that, that my intent was to save people's jobs, not to see them lost, try as much as hell to do that. And actually, I'm surprised that some of the delegates from that particular signal decided to not support this, because it was intended to help people not lose their jobs.
Chair, may I speak again?
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
I don't think that passing this motion, the substitute motion, which is now the main motion, will keep any station from doing whatever they need to do to make money to send in, because they didn't give any money to the national office, and then this is what happened. So this is not to prevent any general manager, any program directors, from working on this. In fact, I highly encourage it. And I would think that it would be a good thing for our executive director to meet with our general managers and work on this right now. Maybe off air.
Right. Thanks. Okay. So, let me get back to, seeing if we're passing Susan's motion as the main motion. Are there any objections to the main motion?
Yes, I object.
Okay. Aki, can we take a roll call vote on Susan's motion as the, main motion?
Okay. So, Teresa?
Alan says yes.
Teresa says yes. Okay. But Colin's not here. Jim Dingman?
Nope.
Jim is no. Okay. Vanessa? Is that on here?
I'm sorry. I'll turn. I'm here. Sorry.
Okay. Do you know what we're voting on?
I have no idea. I literally was just able to get in. So no, okay. I'll abstain to whatever it is.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Sir Goodman?
I'm going to vote no.
Okay. Sue votes no. Okay. Heather Gray?
No.
Heather Gray is no. Okay. I don't think Donna is on. Iberia is not on. Arirakshya?
Yes.
Ari is yes. Okay. Maria Martinez?
Yes.
Maria is yes. James McFadden?
A pass.
Okay, James passes. Okay, Darin Pagano?
Yes.
Darin is yes. Vance, are you on? Okay, he is off. Okay, Sean Rose?
No.
Sean is no. Okay, Jim Sagatin?
No.
What's that?
Yes.
Okay, Jim is yes. Okay, Saran Sharan?
Voting in support of her motion.
Okay, Saran is yes. Okay, Tanaka votes yes. Mark Banduit?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Okay, Beth Banguten?
Yes.
Beth? Okay, Beth is yes. Igbyot is, I don't think, going yet. Susan Young?
Yes.
Susan is yes. Let me get back to James. You passed?
I'll abstain.
Okay, you abstain. Okay, Judy Hewitt?
I'll abstain as well.
Okay, you abstain too. Okay. Okay, so we have 10 yes, 4 no, and 3 abstention.
So the motion carries.